over some fly shit. You feel reminded of your fast life, ventures and winters. Blinded to the flashlight. Yo, I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. And when I kill them with the flow, ain't no coming back. And when I kill them with the flow, ain't no coming back. Back.
Yo, I got a poor man's panache. I be stretching the cash. I'm a little passive aggressive, but stretch when I'm mad. For the line, man, it's depressive. Rappers stressing me back. Got too many less than oppressive rappers left in my path. Better yet, we gon' leave them left in the past. Someone's live, time to ride, then he left in the bag. Who am I? I'm a titan, so be expecting a clash. Start the waving arms at you, you think I'm catching a cab. No questions is the answer, just if you look in the ass. Look at meth, breaking bad like he cooking meth in the lab. Still a lethal weapon, but try and bless him with math. Rappers never learn their lessons, so I ain't letting them pass. I ain't letting them brag, I ain't letting them swag. Bump swag, just being blunt while I'm plugging my ass. Y'all ain't up in my class in the building, it's ASAP meth. Quick to kill him, that's an ASAP death.
Yo, I got a...
Aw, shit. I'm back with another one. This is King Known Uncensored. Game 2. We in the motherfucking building, man. Alright, man. What we gonna start with is congratulations to A Tribe Called Quest. You know what I'm saying? They're in the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Salute those niggas, man. Rest in peace, Fife Dawg. If you're unfamiliar with who they were, Tribe Called Quest was a popular rap group in the 90s. And let me tell you something, man. They're in my personal top five rap groups. They're in my top five rap groups all time and all that. I mean, we are definitely aware of what Q-Tip contributed to the hip-hop game. You know, they were also in the Zulu Nation, Native Tongues clique as well. You know what I'm saying? And they brought a different style to hip-hop. You know, it was a little bohemian. It was a little bit of, It was laid back and cool. But it was some bars in there, though. Don't get it twisted. Like, them, you know, Q-Tip, Fife Dawg, Jerobe White, them niggas went crazy. You know what I'm saying? They got some classic albums, too. Like, Low End Theory, Midnight Marauders. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be honest, Beats, Rhyme, and Life knocking on that door. Love Movement, one of the most underrated rap albums in history, in my personal opinion. Then you had the We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service, which I view personally as their best album, in my opinion. So shout out to A Tribe Called Quest, man. You know, Electric Relaxation, Bonita Applebaum and all that. Psh, they got classic on top of classic. If I were to name all their hits, bro, it would take up a whole hour. I ain't gonna cap one bit. Left my wallet at El Segundo, nigga. What? Come on, dog. My personal favorite, man, it's either Stir It Up or Start It Up. It's one of them two. Like, I really can't pick. I mean, of course, Award Tour, Hot Sex on a Platter. You know what I mean? Like, Tribe has some cuts. And I'm going off the top of my motherfucking head. And I mean, I know a lot of y'all gonna come after me about forgetting about certain things. You know what I mean? Of course, the classic, Can I Kick It? But all right, let's move on. Shit. So, Christian Wood, pause, and Jared Vanderbilt may return to the Lakers lineup for game 3. I mean, they'd be welcomed additions, but they had Christian Wood and Jared Vanderbilt last year, and they didn't do nothing against Denver, so I don't think them two is going to make that much of a difference. Like, I can see if somebody like D'Angelo Russell was coming back from an injury or something like that, but fucking Vanderbilt. I mean, Vanderbilt. I mean, I did say that Vanderbilt is a special player and he could guard, you know, 1 through 5. So having a guy like that for a stop or two, it kind of does enhance. Christian Wood, I honestly don't think that he was able to be his best self on the Lakers since he's been there. Not gonna hold y'all. I just don't think that that Christian, you know what I mean? I felt like he did his best in Dallas. He was a better fit for that team. You know, but unfortunately, PJ Washington is playing his role right now. Congratulations to Tyrese Maxey. The first award was announced. I gotta correct myself. I don't know if this information leaked or how the fuck it got to me, but I did say on one of my shows that Mark Daigneault won Coach of the Year, but it wasn't official. Somebody either leaked the award information, because if he does win, then, you know, I guess I'd be vindicated because someone leaked the award information to either Woj or Shams. But this is the first official award winner. And Tyrese Maxey wins Most Improved Player. Congrats to him. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I think Alperen Şengün had a better improvement than Tyrese. I feel like Tyrese Maxey should have won this award a year ago, a year or two ago, maybe a year ago. I think he should have won this award if there was a time for him, because he did get much better. But I get that he went from the third guy to the number two guy. I mean, I get that. I understand why he was nominated. I'm surprised that he won, to be honest with you. I'm surprised he won over Kobe White as well. That was shocking. But I guess, you know, in this case, you got to go with the all-star, huh? All right, man. Let's get to these game twos. I know y'all been waiting and anticipating. Y'all done got to the main event. Y'all been patiently waiting, just like an 8 says. What's the result? Not positive. Who the best pot? That's a big. Ain't no best. East West. Y'all get the gist. Monday game twos. The Cleveland Cavaliers defeated the Orlando Magic 86-96. Let's check the box scores on them. Paolo Banchero, 21 points, 9 of 20 shooting. Franz Wagner, 18 points. Gary Harris had 14 points. Mo Wagner had 12 points off the bench. Donovan Mitchell had 23 points. Jared Allen, 16 points, 20 rebounds. Damn. Evan Mobley, 17 points. Darius Garland, 15 points. Points pause was hard to come by for both teams. I feel like both teams played pretty good defense, if you ask me. You know, you go down 2-0, you know, it's tough to come back from a down 2-0 deficit. I get it and I understand. Like, here's the thing that people got to understand. Like, if I'm wrong about something, I'm wrong about something. I really don't give a fuck like that. I don't. But, however, it was a struggle for Orlando to generate offense at certain points of the game. They have trouble generating offense when they need offense. Like, the score doesn't reflect the actual result. I know I say that all the time, but it's just facts. It's just super facts. mean, in my opinion, it's just something about the Magic's inability to create offense. Now, Orlando does have a bad road record. They were under 500 on the road. I get that. They're young. But however, I still don't count Orlando out the series. I say this all the time. Like, the series don't begin until someone wins three games. When someone wins three games, you get to see if they are men or mice. Because I don't believe Orlando's going to get swept. I don't see it happening. I can see Orlando coming back in this series. But however, the question is, do they believe that they can come out the series? Knowing a young team like Orlando, I don't think their confidence is shaken. But they have to fix their issues on generating offense because they have the weapons to keep up with Cleveland. They do. They have a well-rounded roster. They're actually deeper than the Cavs. But Poilo's going to have to start, you know, Poilo and Franz, they got to put more points on the boards because it doesn't seem like anybody else is doing it consistently. And I feel like they have to do what Cleveland's doing, getting their points collectively. You had four guys on Cleveland with 15 or more points. They need to make things equal opportunity. Everybody scores, everybody eats, B. But yeah, them not being able to generate offense has affected them. Oh man, this is the heartbreak hotel. This is the heartbreak hotel. The New York Knicks defeated the Philadelphia 76ers 104 to 101. Man, let's look at the box score. Dante DiVincenzo had 19 points in the game winner. Jalen Brunson had 24 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Isaiah Hartenstein had 14 points, 8 rebounds. Josh Hart had 21 points, 15 rebounds. Joel Embiid, 34 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. Talk about giving your all when you're injured. Tyrese Maxey, 35 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists, and they still lost because they couldn't get contribution from a third person. Tobias Harris had 8 points in the first quarter and only scored 2 points the rest of the game. That can't happen. Oubre only had 4. So that was the story of the game right there. I mean, yeah, Maxey and Embiid are supposed to be your lead contributors. I do get that. But however, getting only 10 points out of a third player, that's not gonna defeat a Knicks team that has everybody contributing. It's just not gonna work that way. It's just not gonna work that way. But the crazy part about this game was the ending. Like, Philly had the game on lock. It was their game to win. And all of a sudden, fuckery ensued. So the ball inbounded to Tyrese Maxey. Maxey got double teamed. Pause. And there was a fight for the ball. And there was no foul call because New York was trying to foul. There was no foul call. So Josh Hart ripped Tyrese Maxey, ripped the ball out of his hand. The ball went to Brunson. He hit a 3. Then, you know, another turnover happened. And, you know, Isaiah Hartenstein passed it out to Dante DiVincenzo, to OG Anunoby. And OG Anunoby hit DiVincenzo, and he won them the game. DiVincenzo, bro, like, that nigga has been balling this series. New York has been tough. New York goes up 2-0. And, man, the Sixers had two chances to steal a road game. The Sixers can beat these guys. It's no facts about it. The Sixers can win this series. But you can't go down 3-0 at home. If you go down 3-0, it's over for the Sixers. No matter how you want it, no matter when it happens, it can happen in 4, 5, 6, or 7. If they want to get froggy, then leave. Because that last game sequence was unacceptable by the Sixers. Like, Nick Nurse did not call a timeout. I don't know if he was out of timeouts or not. I heard that he wasn't out of timeouts. So, yeah, that was a comedy of errors. It's just like, damn, these two games came down to the wire and Philly was unable to close out the game. Whether it be offensively or defensively. So that was a very unfortunate series of events that has Philly down 2-0. I mean, I picked Philly to win. A few of my picks are down 2-0. But I still have the confidence and I still believe that they'll win this. My picks will win this series. I think Philly's going to go home. I think they're definitely going to get their two games at home. And then they're going to go back to New York for a slugfest for game 5. That's my prediction on that one. But yeah, Philly, y'all got to have better clock management than that, my boy. Or else you're going down. And speaking of going down, pause. Man, Heartbreak Hotel Part 2. You had a Heartbreak Hotel Part 1 and a Heartbreak Hotel Part 2. The Denver Nuggets defeated the Los Angeles Lakers 101-99. Good riddance, Lakers. Let's look at the box scores. LeBron James had 26 points, 8 rebounds, 12 assists. Anthony Davis had 32 points, 11 rebounds. D'Angelo Russell, 23 points, 6 assists, 7 of 11 from 3. My God. However, there was no contribution whatsoever from the Lakers bench, except Torian Prince. All right. Michael Porter Jr., 22 points, 9 rebounds. Aaron Gordon, 14 points, 7 rebounds. Nikola Jokic, unconscious. He didn't even have a great game. Well, we'll get to that. Hold on. Let me hold back a little bit. Let's stick with the box scores. Nikola Jokic, 27 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists. Damn. Jamal Murray, 20 points, 5 assists, but shot 9 of 24 from the field. Christian Brown, 10 points off the bench. My thoughts on this game, I don't know, man. Maybe I was a fortune teller. Maybe I predicted this perfectly. But when Denver was down, I had a feeling that they were going to come back and win that game. Somehow, some way, I thought the Denver Nuggets were going to win this game, no matter how far they were down. So, I knew that Denver was going to come back and win the game. I was just trying to figure out, like, how they were going to come back and win the game. And it was a lot of resistance from Denver. Because let me tell y'all something. Denver, these two games, and they were at home. They were horrible. Denver has not been good this series yet. The only consistent player was Michael Porter Jr. Jokic had that fourth quarter, but other than that, Jokic was on L's. Jokic was on lockdown the first few quarters. The Nuggets, we have yet to see the best version of the Denver Nuggets. The only best version we've seen is Porter. Murray hasn't even gotten into his true bag, even with hitting the game winner. Jokic hasn't even gotten to his bag yet. KCP had one good game. The Nuggets bench hasn't been consistent. And yet, they're up 2-0. Which leads me to the Lakers. The Lakers played their best game the other night. I should say, not last night, but the other night. The Lakers played perfect. Anthony Davis almost had 30 in the first half. And the Lakers went away from Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis should have had 50. AD should have had 50. They should have kept him in the majority of the game. But I'm just saying, bro. Like, why would you go away from the LeBron and AD pick and roll? I know y'all not gonna like me saying this, but I feel like LeBron didn't want to get outshined by AD. There's a part of me that feels like LeBron wanted to take over the game and be the man and be the reason why the Lakers won the game. Meanwhile, LeBron had an excellent game. He was great. But, you know, I say this about LeBron James all the time. LeBron is the GOAT for 3.5 quarters. That .5, he's one of the worst players to ever play the game with that .5 left in that fourth quarter. For 3.5 quarters, he's the greatest. But for that 0.5, he's ass. I mean, he missed the crucial three-pointer that could have sealed the deal for the Lakers. He was open. And then, oh man, Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray, that game winner. That was something. That was something. That was very Kobe Bryant-esque. Very Kobe Bryant-esque. Like, he... You know, it seemed like LeBron didn't even want to guard Murray at the end of the game. He hit Anthony Davis on the back and said, "Go get him, champ." I still got nightmares of Kevin Durant making that shot back in the day. I don't want that to happen again. Regardless, Murray was going to win that game. Regardless of who he was checking. Murray had a slow start. And he wanted to make up for it. He had that slow start. That motherfucker hit that step back. And bam! In your face disgrace. The funniest part about it was the end. When he hit the shot, Anthony Davis tumbled into the Denver bench as they were celebrating. That was some funny shit. I'm not gonna lie to you. That was funny. But the Lakers being down 2-0, deja vu. Davis, you know, Davis walked out the press conferences. Speaking of press conferences, before we get to the next game, LeBron James had some nerve. Blaming the refs. Talking about D-Lo got smacked. Yeah, he got smacked. They reviewed it. And they called a no call. So why is he complaining about this? Why are you complaining? LeBron, your whole entire career, you've been getting all the calls your way.
You even have refs in your pocket like Scott Foster. And you're complaining about one no call as being the difference that y'all lost? No, nigga. You're the reason. Well, I'm not going to say that LeBron is solely the reason why they lost. I think that was just like a complete meltdown by the entire team. Because the Lakers were supposed to win that game, point blank, period. And we see why the Los Angeles Lakers are a seventh seed. Or the inferior seed in general. Everybody's blaming Darvin Ham. You can't blame D-Lo tonight. You can't blame D-Lo. I mean, these Lakers fans are going above and beyond not to point the finger at LeBron James. They're blaming the bench. Like, Spencer Dinwiddie was brought there to score. I understand that. And he's underwhelmed because he doesn't fit on the Lakers. Jackson Hayes, they don't get him the ball. Torian Prince, they don't give him the ball. So I think that it was a team letdown. I think everybody's responsible. LeBron, AD, even though AD played the best game he's played all playoffs. But however, it's many people thinking that they're going to get swept. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Denver just has their number. I mean, they have lost 10 straight games. 10 straight games to the Denver Nuggets. They got Paul Pierce out here wearing a Who's Your Daddy shirt. The Nuggets don't respect the Lakers. They just don't. It's no respect. Because they haven't earned it. But hopefully, maybe, just maybe, LA can win one. But as far as this series is concerned, I have zero confidence. Not even a 1% confidence that LA can win this series. In the great words of battle rapper K-Shine, zip them up. Yeah, man, but the Lakers are in trouble. Let's move on to yesterday's games. My goodness. The Minnesota Timberwolves defeated the Phoenix Suns 105-93. Remember I told you that if anybody's going to beat me, it's going to be Jaden McDaniels. Well, it happened. It fucking happened. Minnesota takes a 2-0 lead over Phoenix. This is shocking to me. Because I thought Phoenix was definitely... Well, actually, you know what? I take that back. I'm actually not shocked. I did predict that Minnesota was going to win the first two games. I did predict that. But it's cracks in the Suns' armor. But let's look at the box scores. Jaden McDaniels, 25 points. 10 of 17. 2 of 4 from 3. Magical night for him. Karl-Anthony Towns, 12 points. 8 rebounds. Rudy Gobert, 18 points. 9 rebounds. Ant-Man, 15 points. 8 assists. Mike Conley, 18 points. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 10 points. Kevin Durant, 18 points and 41 minutes. Not gonna cut it. Joseph Nurkic, 10 points, 14 rebounds. Bradley Beal, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. Devin Booker, 20 points, 5 assists. Eric Gordon, 15 points off the bench. My thoughts on this game, Minnesota's defense, that was pretty much the key. Like, that second, that fourth quarter, everybody was put in handcuffs. And Devin Booker, I'ma just be honest with y'all. Devin Booker not that good. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, I understand that D-Book got to the finals, but we starting to see that Chris Paul was actually one of the main reasons why they got to that finals that year. Because they can't get to a finals with KD. And they down 2-0 to Minnesota, who's never won a playoff series. That's got to be disappointing in a way. I mean, they did make adjustments. They was just like, all right, we're going to double Ant-Man and allow one of the role players to beat us. And unfortunately, it was a gamble that they took that it unfortunately happened. But I don't think Jaden McDaniels is going to have 25 again. If he has 25 again, a star might be born at this point. But they went with one of my ideas and they still lost. I mean, it was a good plan, but the plan ain't work, unfortunately. And shit happens. So they'll have to adjust again. I do understand that Minnesota's defense has a lot to do with why the Phoenix Suns are struggling. I get that. But however, Phoenix is way better than what they're looking right now. They're looking like that team that was struggling at the beginning of the season. So, yeah, man, they got a lot of adjustments to make to Phoenix, because if they go down 3-0, they're dead. But I highly, highly doubt. I think they're going to tie this series at 2 and come back to Minnesota. Those are my thoughts on that. Am I surprised about this? No. Finally, we got a road team winning in the playoffs. It's about damn time. The Indiana Pacers defeated the Milwaukee Bucks 125-108. It seemed like, you know what, let's get to the box scores first and then we can talk. All right, Damian Lillard continues his rampage. 34 points, 5 assists. 10 of 21 from the field, 6 of 13 from 3. Brooke Lopez, 22 points. Damn. Bobby Portis, 14 points, 11 rebounds. Chris Middleton, 15 points. 5 niggas in double figures. Haven't said that in a long time. Tyrese Halliburton still laid an egg offensively, but had 12 assists, 12 points. Andrew Nembhard, 20 points. That was unexpected. Miles Turner, 22 points. Pascal Siakam, Spicy P, 37 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. It just seems to me that Indiana came to play. Pascal Siakam, y'all gotta learn how to stop this guy. Y'all got, they're not double teaming Siakam. What the fuck's going on here? Because Siakam, he playing like he did in the 2019 finals. That man is cooking. Cooking with bad grease. Like, Bobby Portis is getting annihilated by Siakam. And Bobby Portis supposedly is known for defense. Yeah, you could tell that the Bucks missed Giannis this game. Like, I knew the Pacers were going to steal one in Milwaukee, one or two. But I think that game three, you know, game three will be a very interesting one. And Damian Lillard had yet another great game, but unfortunately wasted it as Indiana pulled away as all of Indiana's role players showed up to play alongside Siakam. Last game, Siakam had a 30 ball, but nobody else helped him out. But Tyrese Halliburton has yet to show up in this series. If he does, Milwaukee's getting some trouble. Y'all better hope that Tyrese's shots don't start going into the rim. As I called it, I called this. I knew the Mavericks were going to steal one of these games in LA. The Dallas Mavericks defeated the Los Angeles Clippers 96-93 as Kawhi Leonard returned to the lineup. Luka Doncic had 32 points, 9 assists. Kyrie Irving had 23 points. PJ Washington had 18 points. James Harden had 22 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists. Paul George had 22 points. Kawhi Leonard had 15 points in his return. Zubac had 13 points, 12 rebounds. This is an unfortunate loss by the Clippers. However, I think this will be a back and forth series. I think Dallas could take a 3-1 lead. Dallas got the home court advantage now, and it's on them. I think it just came down to Luka and Kyrie clicking up again, but playing much better defense on the Clippers. Harden had himself another decent game, but of course, Harden's inability to close games. I told y'all about this. I told y'all. He can't close. He just can't. It's just not in him. He can play. He's a good first half player. But that fourth quarter, he's allergic to the fourth quarter. Got that LeBron James syndrome. But yeah, man, it was a back and forth game between the Clippers and the Mavericks. And it literally came down to Luka. And Luka and Kyrie shine. And PJ Washington's contribution was pretty damn good. Then Maxi Kleber got extended minutes. Derek Lively had some minutes. So, yeah, man.
All right, let's move on to the next game. Let's look at Wednesday's game as the Miami Heat tied the series 1-1. The Miami Heat defeated the Boston Celtics 111-101. Wow. I was shocked watching this game. Like, Boston played well the first half, but then Miami went complete demon time. And when I picked this series, I kind of knew that the Heat weren't going out like hoes. I mean, if they would have had Jimmy Butler, I ain't gonna lie, this shit would have went 7 games in favor of Boston still, but that would have been really a tone setter here. And a better rematch. Look at the box scores. Bam Adebayo, 21 points, 10 rebounds. Tyler Hero, 24 points, 5 rebounds, 14 assists. Caleb Martin, 21 points. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 14 points. Jaylen Brown. It's like I said, that second quarter, Jaylen Brown went crazy. And Jason Tatum. But it seems like that fourth quarter, both of them kind of disappeared in a way. Let's look at Boston. Jaylen Brown, 33 points, 8 rebounds. Jason Tatum, 28 points, 8 rebounds. Derek White, 13 points. Kristaps Porzingis was the issue here. 6 points. 1 of 9. 0 of 4 from 3. Yeah, I don't know what happened to Porzingis, but yeah, man, when he would try to post up, he would get pushed off the block by a Bam, by a, even a Caleb Martin. Miami made sure that Kristaps Porzingis was not going to beat them. Tatum and Brown are going to do their thing. But it's about stopping the others. And the others on the Heat team won without Terry Rozier and Jimmy Butler. This was a bad home loss for Boston. Horrible home loss. My thoughts on this game overall, I don't know, man. The series is going back to Miami. And what's crazy about this shit is role players tend to, you know, play better at home. Boston's gonna have to snatch one in Miami in order to win this series, because if Miami goes up 3-1, Boston's in trouble. But I think Boston's one of the few teams that can pull themselves out of a 3-1 hole. But Tatum and Brown ran out of gas by that fourth quarter. They didn't get help from Porzingis. Derek White came along a little bit too late. And as I said, Boston's bench is also an issue. They don't have a legitimate sixth man. And they don't play Jordan Walsh, Xavier Tillman, Jaden Springer, Nemhas Queta. I didn't know they had Zvi Mykhailiuk. And they have O'Shea Brissett on the bench. And they're not giving them no clock. They're not even trying to go 12 deep and to give their starters a rest. And I had said this, that playing those starters too long is going to tire them out and going to cost Boston games that they should have won. Last but not least, well, last but definitely least, the Oklahoma City Thunder defeated the New Orleans Pelicans 124-92. Wow, I was just talking about how the Pelicans can beat these dudes. And they let me down by getting their ass whooped. Wow. Like, I can't believe the Pelicans just laid down like bitches like that. That shit was wild. Let's look at the box scores. Brandon Ingram, 18 points. Jonas Valanciunas, 19 points. Herb Jones, 18 points. CJ McCollum, 15 points. Ooh-wee. Lou Dort, 15 points. Jalen Williams, 21 points. Chet Holmgren, 26 points. Josh Giddey, 13 points. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 33 points. Yeah, man. The Thunder got help from the others, not named Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And they took complete control and they protected home court. Now the ball is in New Orleans court. I believe when the series shifts to New Orleans, I truly believe that New Orleans is going to protect home court. Now we just got a Zion update. Now, there's a chance. I mean, he's going to be reevaluated after game 4. And there is a small chance that he may return in this series. Now, he was projected to return in
in game seven. Because that was the 2 week period since the injury occurred, and he was going to be reevaluated by that game seven, but he's going to be reevaluated after game four on whether he can return for games five, six, and seven. So hopefully the Pelicans win one of those games, game three or game four. That way you could possibly maybe see Zion return earlier than projected. But yeah, this was very disappointing by the Pelicans. They laid an egg. All right. This was funny. I found this out. So Tupac's estate sued Drake for using his voice on his song Taylor Made Freestyle. And I had told y'all this. Drake's antics, you know, it may have been a good idea, but not for Drake. Like, you gotta be crazy, right? For your performance to be so whack of Tupac that the family comes out and sues him. That is funny as a motherfucker. Because, as I told you before, he did not sound like Pac or Snoop. That was my issue. It's like, okay, if you're going to use Tupac voice, you got to rap like Tupac. Your flow got to be like Pac. Snoop Dogg as well. And then in my opinion, if Pac was still alive, he would not be riding with Soft Ass Drake. He would not be riding with that beige motherfucker. He'd be rolling with Kendrick. And as a matter of fact, Kendrick met Tupac when he was a little kid. So I already knew what was up. And I see what Drake was trying to do. That was a cute little strategy because, you know, Kendrick had, like, an interview with Tupac on To Pimp a Butterfly's outro. But here's the difference. Kendrick legally got the consent to put that out. Drake did not. I mean, that shit was whack. Taylor Made Freestyle was whack. The use of the AI voices was whack. The rhymes were whack. It was no need for that second song. Push-ups was good enough. Now Kendrick can come with something average and win now. Because you came with average shit, and then you came with a decent diss record. And just for the record, let me check Billboard because I know y'all niggas love to do your little research. Okay, like that as of the week of April 27th, right? It's this week, they're saying. Like That fell to number two, but where the fuck is Push Ups by Drake? Let's find it. I'm curious. Y'all love bringing up sales and charts and shit like that, right? I don't see Push-Ups on the latest chart update. He released it officially. I'm looking at the Billboard right now. I do not see Push-Ups by Drake. Like That fell to number two this week, but had been number one for, let's see, how long? It had been number one for 3 weeks. Push-Ups, nowhere to be found on the Billboard Top 100. And then you drop Taylor Made Freestyle. That beige nigga thought Lean Back was in the club.
Like That went number one, his shit was a dud. But, you know, as of y'all motherfuckers that's keeping Kendrick on the clock, shit, he gonna take even longer. Because Kendrick said, I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. He knows what the fuck he's doing. He's letting Drake crash out. That way, he could strike unexpectedly. It's the art of war, ladies and gentlemen. The art of war. Okay, last but totally not least. I know I've been saying that the whole show, but fuck that. So there are many series that are 2-0. I keep trying to tell these people all the time, the series does not begin until the first person wins three games. Whether they go up 3-0, 3-1, 3-2, whatever, whatever, right? So, everybody that's up 2-0, I still have hope for the other team to come back from 2-0 to win the series. Whether they're going to do it or not, leaves a lot to be unsaid. Now let's look at the East. Let's see, so the 1-8 is 1-1. I'm trying to remember. Oh, the Sixers could definitely come back and win that series. I believe that series is going to go 7, and I'm going to stick to what I'm saying. I truly believe that Bucks and Pacers, but then again, Bucks and Pacers is 1-1. That series definitely going 7. All right, who's the 4-5? Oh, yeah, Magic and Cavs. I truly believe the Magic can protect home court. They're a better home team than an away team. They're under 500 away team. Let's look at the West. I truly believe that the Pelicans are going to win at least 2 games in that series. So that 2-0 is not going to be a 4-0 in that series. I truly believe the Suns can come back from down 2-0. But the question is, will they? Because their demeanor right now, they don't look so hot. They look out of whack. They look like they have no chemistry whatsoever. Frank Vogel made a good adjustment. It just backfired. And they have to go back to the drawing board. But it's the lack of confidence for me. For Phoenix. That has me wondering, are the Wolves going to sweep their ass? There are many people in publications that are saying that they ain't got no hope for Phoenix, that they done for. I don't think so. I think they can win that series. And if they don't, they win it at least 2 games. But if the Phoenix Suns were to go out, they would be some complete crab-ass niggas. They'd be some weak-ass niggas for that. How the fuck you have 3 guys on your team that can get you 30 points, 25 at the least, and you can't beat a Timberwolves team that hasn't won anything together? That would be embarrassing. And that would be one of the best upsets, despite the Wolves having a higher seed. But it's due to their lack of experience as to why this would be such a major upset. Alright, who else is left in the West? Okay, so Mavs and Clippers are 1-1. Oh, Nuggets and Lakers? I ain't got no hope for the Lakers. I think the Lakers may
have a chance and maybe one win one game. But I truly believe that series is over with. It's just how many games it's going to be. Is it going to be four or is it going to be five? Lakers got no shot in beating the Nuggets. But all right, y'all, that is my show. I appreciate y'all for checking me out, taking your time. I appreciate all of my listeners, everybody that fucks with me on YouTube. You all are appreciated. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Good night.